How's everybody today? This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, right? That's a choice. A choice to rejoice. Praise God. Nothing like getting refreshed in the presence of the Lord. You know why people love to get refreshed in the presence of the Lord? Because that's where you came from. That's where you were born. There's that place that God is trying to get us all to. You know, there's a place. Would you turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 20 for a second? Oh, glory. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. In verse 1, it states that it happened in the spring of the year at the times kings go out to battle. How many of y'all know you're in a battle? It's every day. That Joab led out the armed forces and ravaged the... Hallelujah. I'm in the wrong place. My page has turned on me. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And it happened after this that the people of Moab and the people of Ammon and others with them besides the Ammonites came to battle against Jehoshaphat. Now I want you to understand that Jehoshaphat was the... And at this time, there was militaries coming against him from every area, and there was no way physically he could defeat them. No way. It was impossible. And so one of the things that he did, it says, then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, a great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria. There, Hazazin Tamar, which is in En-Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to what? Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. He did not send smoke signals or letters or anyone for help. Where did he go? To the Lord. Yeah. And when he went to go seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout Judah, so Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord, and from all the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord. And this is an area where we've got to keep God first. God first. This is an area of priority in our life. He sought the Lord. And as they began to seek the Lord, a spirit of the Lord came upon a messenger, and he spoke a message. And the message was this, in verse 16. He said, tomorrow go down against them. They will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You will not need to fight this battle. What's the first word? Position. Position yourselves. That is called divine position. Position yourself. Many people who claim to be believers are not in divine position. They're out of position. And in this it says, position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. Position yourself. That is a spiritual position that you and I battle to enter every single day. If you're not willing to battle to enter that position, then you will not have victory. It's impossible to have victory if you're not in position. It's impossible. The Bible says, submit to God, resist the devil. If you cannot submit to God, you can't resist the devil. It's impossible. But I know Jesus. I know this. I know the Word. I don't care. If you are not in position, you cannot have victory. It is a place that you enter every single day. Every day. And in this is very powerful because he says something. It says in verse 21, it says, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord for his mercy endures for. In other words, they were not dependent on the military. They were dependent on the presence of God. It's amazing how many believers are still dependent on doctors. And don't get me wrong. Medication. They're more dependent on worldliness than they are God's presence. You know, even the Word says, exercise to the physical isn't much help. You can eat right and exercise every day and still be out of position. That's got nothing to do spiritually. People are trying to eat right and get healthy, so they're trying to get spiritually positioned. It ain't going to work. That's not how God operates. There's a place in the spirit and in position where victory is consistent. It's called ultimate success. How many of y'all want ultimate success? But then you got to get in position. Because why? That position is called divine position. Where there's divine position, there's a divine nature. Where there's a divine nature, there's a divine power. Where there's divine power, there's divine favor. Does everybody get that? So you know what? Hey, look, don't get me wrong. I want to eat healthy myself. I go to health food. I take protein drinks every single day. But that's not my dependent on health. My dependency on health is to be fed from Him. His word keeps me healthy, not what I eat. Of course, if I eat a bunch of Twinkies, I'm going to turn into a Twinkie, right? I may be preserved for a while, but I'm not going to be much good to God, am I? You know why? Because my eyes are too much on me. See, the enemy's not stupid. He's the most cunning beast created. He'll outwit anyone in a second. And if you're not positioned, that's where people are deceived. All they know the word, they have head knowledge, not heart knowledge. See, the word goes from head, heart, to feet. Head, heart, to feet. They may know the word, but they're not in position. The word is to put you in position. It's not to puff you up in how much you know. It's to keep you in position. Most believers don't even know there's a demon. They think their struggles are them. I'm struggling. Well, who told you that? Every time you ask somebody, hey, how you doing? They want to tell you how they feel. Didn't ask you how you felt. How you doing? How many of y'all know God's not interested in feeling? He's interested whether you know the truth, because if you're a person that lives by feeling, you'll always be misled. So in this place of position, it is vitally important, because we will not have a victorious life. Ultimate success is victory over evil. Come on, say that with me. Ultimate success is victory over evil. That is a benefit. Do you know that? Go to Psalm 103. Oh, hallelujah. Man, I sense the anointing so strong right now. Glory to God. Psalm 103. Is everybody there? Jesus said, come. Taste and see that the Lord is good. How are you going to taste? You got to eat His word. You got to eat it with His word. What does the Bible say? The Bible says, Jesus said to them very specifically, eat my flesh and drink my blood, you'll have eternal life. There it is. That's your health food. That's eating of the word and drinking of the spirit. Eating of the word, drinking of the spirit. Eating of the word, drinking of the spirit. And if you're a person that's willing to receive, because when you receive, you put it into practice. See, there's a lot of listeners, but not enough hearers. When you receive something, you put it into practice. In fact, when you receive something, you think, how can I teach this? How can I use this? If that thought isn't there, then you're not receiving. You're only listening. And it will be taken from you immediately. Psalm 103, verse 1, what does it say? Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and what? Forget not. Forget not. Forget not. Most people don't even know what the benefits are or promises of God. They're dependent on somebody else to tell them. It's our responsibility to know. Forget not all His what? Benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities. Who heals all your diseases. Who redeems your life from destruction. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the... So that your youth is renewed. Why? With good things in your mouth. You got bad things in your mouth, there's no renewing. So that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Again, benefits. Well, there's a benefit called ultimate success that is a part that God promises to me and you. But it takes cooperation. How many of y'all want to work for the rest of your life to be successful? Oh, put your hand down. You don't want to work the rest of your life to be successful. Amen? There's people that are who wants to work forever? No way. How many of y'all want to serve God? Amen. Well, if you don't want to serve God, you'll work the rest of your life for one or the other. Go to Matthew 6. See, when you serve in the Lord, work is not work. Why? Because you labor unto God. Does everybody get that? See, if this is so important. People are, you know why people work? They're working for themselves. They're not working for Him. If you begin to work for Him, there's benefits that are released. Labor unto the Lord. Where your heart is, that's where your treasures are, right? So if your heart is set to serve the Lord, follow Him, you're laboring unto Him. So wherever you go, whatever you do, if you're laboring unto Him, He's blessing you to be a blessing to someone else. Or else that's all you're doing is collecting all the blessings. You know what's going to happen? It's going to turn to a curse anyways. Ultimate success is victory over evil. And there is a process. Again, you have to be positioned, don't you? Without being positioned, it's impossible to have victory. That's why people backslide. That's why the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. In Matthew chapter 6, in verse 33, here it is. Are you ready? Let's speak it together. But seek first the kingdom of God and His what? Righteousness. Righteousness. And all. No, wait a minute. Some things. And what? All things shall be what? Added to you. Is healing a part of all things? How about prosperity? How about God's favor? See, so many people are not really seeking the kingdom. Now, seek first the kingdom. That means His will, His purpose, His ways, His principles, His protocol, His requirements. And when we begin to seek these things and get answers from Him, this is all to overcome evil for ultimate success. Ultimate success is overcoming evil. How many of you know evil comes in multiple different ways? Evil comes as good. There's a lot of good people out there, and they're going to hell. Why? Because it says, seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, not good. Righteousness is the fruit that allows me and you to access the kingdom of God. Seek the kingdom of God. Seek His what? His will, His purpose, His ways, His principles, protocol, requirements. His will is to bring His kingdom on earth as in heaven. That's His will. He wants to bring His kingdom here. There's too many kingdom of self and not kingdom of God. And He's going to do this through His body as vessels of followers in Christ Jesus who are filled with His Spirit. Our function is to know Him and make Him known. Amen. To know Him and make Him known in every area of life. Workplace, play place, trials, circumstances, traumas, accidents, everything. Everything is a place to make Him known. You will not make Him known unless you know Him. And you can't know Him unless you're in position. The only person you'll know is you. Or you may know people that know Him. Kingdom priority. When kingdom priority is not a part of a life, it's impossible to have success. 3 John 1. 3 John 1. Ultimate success. I hope there's something in this water. Is it hot in here? Praise God. I got confirmation. Oh, man. It's as low as it goes. All right. 3 John chapter 1. Is everybody there? Verse 2. Better lift your hands to heaven and ask for a breeze to come through here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, let the breeze come. Hallelujah. Verse 2, would you read it with me? Beloved, I pray that you what? May prosper in all things and be in what? Health. Just as your what? Your soul prospers. Now look at this. Verse 3, it says, for I rejoiced greatly when brethren came and testified of the what? Truth that is in you, just as you walk in it. In other words, they were practicing the truth. They didn't just know the truth. They were practicing the truth. It went from head to heart to feet. Too many people have a, they got a dam built up in between. One of the things he's talking about right here is that there must be a process of converting the soul of carnality to the soul of the Spirit, which desires to cooperate with the kingdom, kingdom rule, kingdom will, and kingdom purpose. To know the truth and to practice the truth. A lot, like I said, a lot of people know the truth, but they're bound. They're bound by fear. They're bound by pride. They're still first. God is still second. And most people, it's beyond that. So there can never be ultimate success. Listen, when there's ultimate success, it's victory over your enemy. How many know that when there's victory over your enemy, you're free? Freedom. Why? Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. So you got to have victory over your enemy, or you're not going to make place for the Spirit. Then what you're going to do is make place for every other kind of spirit. So if we're not spiritually positioned, and to fight from that position every day, the enemy will have easy access to you. He'll come and steal, kill, and destroy. He'll take you, your children, and everything else. And eventually, what you have is blessed will become cursed. See, people don't see that all the way through. You know why? Because they live for now. They don't know what's coming. They're only living for themselves. That's why. Because their sight is too short. They can't see beyond self. And when you can't see beyond self, you're dangerous. Joshua chapter 1. Oh, it's good to hear the pages turning on a Sunday morning. Joshua chapter 1. You're late. Repent and try again. Come on and have a seat. Somebody get him a Bible. Praise God. How many know this is not a Bible study, it's a training session? God is raising up warriors, not wimps. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 5. Is everybody there? Let's read it together. Come on, this is powerful. No man what? Shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. How many of y'all want that? Well, then you got to get positioned. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be what? Strong and very. Wait a minute. Strong and what? Very. Very what? Courageous, man, you can't let go. Be very courageous that you may observe to do according to all the law or the promises, the will, the word of God, which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may what? Prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have what? Good success. How many of you know that's what this word is about? It's to get you spiritually positioned so that you have ultimate success. But there's going to be a resistance. There's resistance. And this resistance is according to Ephesians chapter 6, which states, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but powers of darkness, principalities, wickedness in heavenly places. So you are being influenced and attacked by an unseen realm. Is everybody with me? And if you're not recognizing that, come out in Jesus' name. If you're not recognizing, can you still hear me? Am I still on? If you're not recognizing that your thoughts are not always yours, that influences. I get people coming to me. That's it. If you're not recognizing that these thoughts are influencing your decisions. See, if you don't know the truth, and if it's not here, then thoughts are overcoming truth. Does everybody get that? That's why people make wrong decisions. Because they're not comparing truth with the thought. I get people coming to me all the time. I'm struggling. Who told you that? I don't know. I just feel like I'm struggling. I think it's this. I think it's... Come on! The only thing you're struggling with is you agree with that voice. The word says to touch and agree. It comes to pass. That's what the enemy wants to do, is get you to agree with what he says. Then you struggle. You mean it's that simple? Yes. Following Christ, it says, is difficult and narrow because we're always in the way. We're the ones that are in the way. So the enemy will use anything he can to keep you from being successful. Because ultimate success is victory over evil. Does everybody get that? It is a constant battle. But if we don't recognize the unseen that is influencing us and make what's unseen to become seen, we're easily manipulated. Go to Psalm 25. Praise God. Psalm 25 and verse 12. Psalm 25, verse 12. Everybody there? Praise God. Let's read it together. Who is the man that what? Fears the Lord. Fear is reverence, honor, and respect to God. Reverence, honor, and respect. Him he shall teach in the way he what? Chooses. He himself shall dwell in prosperity. Why? Because that person is living according to kingdom principles and kingdom way, not according to the ways of the world. And his descendants shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, reverence and honor him, submit to him. See, when you reverence and honor, you respect. And what you respect, you submit to. So the secret of the Lord is those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the what? Out of the net. How many of y'all know that the enemy has a net laid for you? So this is associated with kingdom living. He's trying to snare me and you every single day. Turn to Romans 12. Romans chapter 12. Are you getting this today? Ultimate success is what? Victory over evil. How many of y'all know yourself as evil? See, most people don't even realize that the old man is evil. The old man is evil. Your old self is evil. It's the offspring of darkness. It's a child of Satan. That's why you have to be born again, right? Romans chapter 12 and verse 9. Hallelujah. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. What does it say? Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly, affectionate to one another with brotherly love. And in honor, giving preference to one another. Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, giving to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves. Why? Because he's the avenger. But rather give place to wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by what? Evil, but what? Overcome evil with good. Go to James chapter 1. So we're going to overcome evil with good, aren't we? Amen. But first of all, you got to be able to submit to God, resist the devil. You got to get positioned, spiritually positioned. Remember, a benefit from the Lord is ultimate success. This is a benefit. This is a promise. But if we're not positioned, how do you get a promise? If you get a check, you got to go cash it somewhere. You can hold on to it and wait for the cash to come, but it ain't coming. You must cash the check. That's a place of position where there's an exchange. James 1, is everybody there? Are y'all okay? Praise God. Think about Jesus who came. He stayed positioned all the way. The word tells us that he was obedient unto the death of the cross. What was he doing it for? He did it so that you and I could exchange our old life for a new one. See, if you're not willing to give up the old life, you can't have a new one. It's impossible. James 1:12, what does it say? Read it with me. Blessed is the man who endures temptation. In other words, who what? Overcomes. For when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who what? To those who what? Love him. Blessed. Blessed. What's blessed? Prosperous. Victorious. Does everybody get it? You're blessed. You overcome. Well, you're overcoming evil temptations. So ultimate success is to overcome evil. So he says, blesses him. So the one that's not overcoming temptations, what is he? If one that overcomes is blessed, what's the other one? Cursed. Now, when there's a curse, where there's a curse, it gives a legal right for demons to access your life. Has everybody got it? They have a legal right to come and steal, kill, and destroy, and torment. Psalm 119. Hallelujah. Psalm 119. Psalm 119, verse 113. Psalm 119, verse 113, and let's speak this together, please. How many of y'all know what you speak is what you eat is what you become? I hate the what? Double-minded. But I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you what? Evildoers. For I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to your word, that I may live, and do not let me be ashamed of my what? My hope. Do not let me be ashamed of my hope. That's powerful. I love it when he says, depart from me, you evildoers. In other words, he doesn't want to associate with people that are practicing evil. He doesn't want to associate with unbelievers. Verse 117. Hold me up, and I shall be saved. And I shall observe your statutes continually. You reject all those who stray from your statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. You put away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore, I love your testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid for your judgments. Depart from evil doers. Why? If you associate with evil doers, what you associate with? You get an impartation. Amen? Go to Proverbs 3. Ultimate success. Ultimate success is ultimate victory. That's overcoming evil, isn't it? Victory over evil. Ultimate success. Proverbs 3. Is everybody there? Verse 5. Let's speak it together. Trust in the Lord with what? All of your heart. See, some people only trust when they can't do anything else. They're in jail, locked up. I guess I better trust God. I'm out of money and I have no work. I better trust God. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and what? Depart from evil. It will be what? Health to your flesh and strength to your bones. This is powerful. So you want to be successful? You want to have a healthy life? Depart from evil. Don't associate with evildoers and don't practice evil. It's real simple. Go to Proverbs 14. Why? Because when you associate with those things, you get out of position. Again, I want to share with you that positioning is everything. Proverbs 14, verse 6, would you read it with me? I think that's what it is. Is everybody there? 14:5. Let's start there. A faithful witness does not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. A scoffer seeks wisdom and does not find it. But knowledge is easy to him who what? Understands. Go from the presence of a foolish man. When you do not perceive in him the lips of what? Knowledge. Man, what you associate with is what you become. Bad associations will bring their impartations. People associate with evil music. People associate with evil videos, evil books, all kinds of things that promote wickedness, evil. How many of y'all know perversion is evil? The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. Go to Proverbs 17. Oh, hallelujah. Proverbs 17. This one's very, very powerful. You got to get this. In verse 13. Proverbs 17, 13. Whoever rewards evil for good, wow, evil will not depart from his house. So go ahead. You just keep promoting evil. You keep promoting people that are out of God's will. You just keep petting them, welcoming them, going to dinner with them, associating with them, and evil won't depart from your house. Does everybody get that? But I love them. Well, then you love evil. The Bible says, hate evil, love the person. Does everybody get it? I love everyone. I don't hate anyone. But I won't associate that loves evil. I don't associate with people that love evil. That's their problem. They got to work out their own salvation, but don't bring it around my place. Amen? Depart from evil ways of living and remove evil presence so that his presence can abide. James chapter 1. The word says, bad company corrupts what? Good habits. James chapter 1 and verse 21. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness and receive with the meekness the implanted word which is able to save you. But be doers of the word and not what? Hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he is. Again, that's the difference of having the word of God, the truth that's in the mind, and not in the heart. It must come from mind, heart, to feet. Mind, heart, to feet. Ultimate success is victory over evil. Why? Because you stay positioned. Staying positioned is everything. Amen? Why? Because now you're going to seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness. That's positioning. Then there's protocol. Protocol says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and praise. So praise is always on you. You're always singing to the Lord. What is the purpose? Well, his purpose is to bring his kingdom, his will, into this natural realm to be manifested. And then there's his prosperity, which he rewards us with prosperity. And then there's the protection, which is overcoming evil for ultimate success. In 1 Peter chapter 5, this is very, very powerful. In 1 Peter chapter 5, in verse 5, it says, likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another. That means respect one another. And be clothed with humility. That means you're not first. God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves at the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you. And when? Due time. So if you stay in position long enough, something's going to happen, isn't it? If you stay in position long enough, you'll have victory over evil and ultimate success will be manifest. He will release his promises of prosperity to each and every one of us. It's a matter of staying in position. It says, cast all your cares upon him, for you care for you. Look, at when you start trying to fix your stuff, many of us need to get our little paws out of it. Get your paws out of your spouses, your children. Get your little paws out of everything. They got to work out their own salvation. The only thing you can do is intercede for them to get in position. Verse 8, it says, be what? Be sober. That means be what? Alert. Be vigilant, which means be consistent. Because your adversary, the devil's, walks about like a roaring lion seeking him whom he's going to devour. Man, he's looking. He's looking for an open door. He's looking to access anyone. It says, resist them steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you've suffered a while, that's the process of learning, trials and tribulations. After you've suffered a while, he will perfect, he will establish, he will strengthen, and he will settle you so you're immovable. How many of y'all want to get to a place of immovable? Well, then there's that place where you got to fight to get in position every day. You know how many people don't even put on the full armor of God yet? They don't even think about it. The first thing they think about in the morning is feeding their flesh. How they're going to make money. That's not seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. If there's a war going on, you better get filled up, loaded up, and armed up. In Galatians 6, it takes discipline. It takes responsibility. It takes a desire to do the will of God. If you don't have a desire to do the will of God, then you won't. And I encourage you to ask for that desire. Galatians 6 and verse 7, what does it say? Do not be what? Deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows in his flesh will reap corruption. But he who sows in the Spirit will the Spirit reap everlasting life. See, the enemy wanted to get you to a place where you sow to the flesh, so he has access to you, which brings a curse. Go to Malachi 2. And God ain't mocked. Nobody gets away with it. People may get it, seem to be getting away with it now, but it comes. Malachi 2. Glory. See, when you get the CD, you can always pause it to catch up. Malachi chapter 2. Is everybody there? In verse 2, it says, if you will not hear, and if you will not take it to what? Heart. To give glory to my name, says the Lord of hosts, I will send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yes, I have cursed them already because you have not taken it to heart. That's a place where you and I got to be serious about our walk with God. Behold, I will rebuke your descendants and spread refuge on their faces, the refuge of your solemn feasts, and one will take you away with it. Then you will know that I have sent this commandment to you, that my covenant with Levi may continue, says the Lord of hosts. My covenant was with him, one of life and peace, and I gave them to him that he might fear me. So he feared me and was reverent before my name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and injustice was not found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity and turned many away from iniquity. How many want the Lord's blessings to be a curse? No. So we've got to take this serious. This is a reality. This is serious. This is not just coming to church once a week and then going home the rest of the week and doing all your carnality. This is living a life in the kingdom. This is forever. It's not a moment today. It's forever. If you're not willing to do it forever, then you ain't getting in forever. Malachi 3, verse 1. Verse 8. This is good. Will a man rob God? Hello. Can you imagine somebody robbing God? It says, yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. How many times people hold back their tithes and offerings from the Lord? Because they're in the kingdom of self, not the kingdom of God. In tithes and offerings, you are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, the one that comes to steal your blessing, so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts. And all nations will call you blessed, for you will be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts. Psalm 1. I think it's time people started taking it to heart. You know, God wants to express himself in us and through us so the world may see him and not us. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 1, verse 1. Let's read it. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sits in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. In other words, he is kingdom bound. He is living a life of eternity in a temporary place. It says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, and whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall what? Prosper. But the ungodly are not so. These are the rebellious. But are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the ways of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish, decay, or diminish. And I want to close at Psalm 16. Ultimate success is victory over evil. That's the only way you can have ultimate success. That's it. And that's to be spiritually positioned every day. Submit to God, resist the devil. Deny yourself. Pick up your cross and follow. Psalm 16. Is everybody there? I love this part. You hear this over and over. Psalm 16 and verse 7. Would you read it with me? I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. Are you going to bless him today who gave you counsel? This man didn't do it. You were taught by the anointing today. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Listen, if you're not positioned, you can't set the Lord before you. It's impossible. You're going to set you before you. Me, 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 me. I have set the Lord always before me in every decision, in every area. Because he is at my right hand, I shall what? Not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also rests in hope. For you will not leave my soul in hell, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life, and in your presence is what? Fullness of joy. At your right hand are what? Pleasures forevermore, and that's provisions. Provisions. Ultimate success cannot happen without victory over evil. It's an everyday thing. It's a process. And that process must continue. It's converting the soul from carnality to the soul of the Spirit. Amen? Praise God. Lord, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. And I pray, Father, that every seed of your word today that's been imparted will become serious to the hearers. That will not only penetrate into their spirit, but it will go from head to heart to feet. That you would be glorified. That they would bear fruit for your glory. That they would labor unto you and not unto themselves. And they would walk according to your will, bringing your kingdom into this realm. And your will be manifested in Jesus' name.